We wanted to believe. We wanted to call out. On August 20th and September 5th, 1977, two spacecraft were launched from the Kennedy Space Flight Center, Florida. They were called Voyager. Each one carries a message.
I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet. We step out of our solar system into the universe seeking only
a gold-plated record depicting images, music, and sounds of our planet, arranged so that it may be understood if ever intercepted by a technologically mature extraterrestrial civilization.
Hello from the children of planet Earth.
13 years after its launch, Voyager 1 passed the orbital plane of Neptune and essentially left our solar system. Within that time, there were no further messages sent, nor are any planned. We wanted to listen. On October 12, 1992, NASA initiated the high-resolution microwave survey, a decade-long search by radio telescopes scanning 10 million frequencies for any transmission by extraterrestrial intelligence. Less than 1 year later, first-term Nevada Senator Richard Bryan successfully championed an amendment which terminated the project. I wanted to believe, but the tools have been taken away. The X-Files have been shut down. They closed our eyes. Our voices have been silenced. Our ears, now deaf to the realms of extreme possibilities.
It is advantageous to begin an autopsy with removal of the cranium. The cranium is opened with a horizontal division an inch above the eyebrow ridges. Something wrong. What this man imagined, his dreams, who he loved, saw, heard, remembered, what he feared. Somehow it's all locked in this small mass of tissue and fluid.
Are you okay, Agent Scully? You kind of sounded a little spooky.
Good afternoon, Agent $4 for the first hour of parking is criminal. What you got better be worth at least 45 minutes.
You know, Mulder, from back there, you look like him.
Him?
Deep Throat.
He's dead, Scully. I attended his funeral at Arlington through 8 power binoculars from 1,000 yards away. Now, the picture frame was turned down. You wanted to talk. What have you found?
I wanted to talk, but I haven't found anything.
It's dangerous for us just to have a little chat, Scully. We must assume we're being watched.
Mulder, I haven't seen any indication.
No, of course not. These people are the best.
I've taken all of the necessary precautions. I have doubled back over my tracks to make sure that I haven't been followed, and no one has ever followed me. The X-Files have been terminated, Mulder. We have been reassigned. What makes you think they care about us anymore anyway?
So why have you bothered to come here covertly?
Because I realized that it was the only way that you would see me.
So what do you want?
To know that you're all right. Mulder, you passed me today within a foot, but you were miles away.
They've got me on electronic surveillance. White bread cases, bank fraud, insurance fraud, healthcare swindles.
Mulder, I know that you feel frustrated, that without the Bureau's resources, it's impossible for you to continue. Well, what then? When the Bureau first shut us down, you said that you would go on for as long as the truth was out there. But I no longer feel that from you.
Have you ever been to San Diego?
Yeah.
Did you check out the Palomar Observatory?
No.
From 1948 until recently, it was the largest telescope in the world. The idea and design came from a brilliant and wealthy astronomer named George Ellery Hale. Actually, the idea was presented to Hale one night while he was playing billiards. An elf climbed in his window and told him to get money from the Rockefeller Foundation for a telescope.
And you're worried that all your life you've been seeing elves?
In my case, little green men.
But Mulder, during your time with the X-Files, you've seen so much.
Well, that's just the point. Seeing is not enough. I should have something to hold on to, some solid evidence. I learned that from you.
Your sister's abduction, you've held on to that.
I'm beginning to wonder if that ever even happened.
Mulder, even if George Hale only saw elves in his mind, the telescope still got built. Don't give up. And next time, we meet out in the open.
That she erased only about 5 minutes of the conversation, but the tape contained an 18-minute gap. Under investigation from Senator Howard Baker, H.R. Haldeman reiterated the White House explanation that Rosemary Woods mistakenly...
Do we have to watch this, Fox?
Leave it. I'm watching The Magician at 9.
Mom and Dad said I could watch the movie, but Munch.
They're next door at the Galbrands, and they said I'm in charge. Hey, get out of my life! I'm watching The Magician. Now look, the fuse is blown.
Fox!
Fox!
We're going to the hill. Senator Matheson!
Do you know this fox?
It's Bach. Brandenburg Concerto number 3.
2.
Good thing it wasn't a double jeopardy question.
Do you know the significance of this piece?
Well, recalling music appreciation with Professor Gans, Bach had a genius for polyphonic.
This is the first selection of music on the Voyager spacecraft. The first. 4.5 billion years from now, when the sun exhausts its fuel and swells to engulf the Earth, this expression will still be out there, traveling. 4.5 billion years. That is, if it's not intercepted first. Imagine, Fox, if another civilization out there were to hear this, they would think what a wonderful place the Earth must be. I would want this to be the first contact with another life form.
I know I've let you down. You've supported me at great risk to your reputation. And I realize that when they shut us down, there was nothing you could do. All I can say is I think we were close. To what? I don't know. What?
Do you like Bach, Mulder?
I live for Bach.
Then let's hear it again. I take it you're familiar with the high-resolution microwave survey.
You search for extraterrestrial radio signals. They shut it down.
You have to get to the radio telescope at Arecibo, Puerto Rico. I'll try to delay them as long as I can, but my guess is you'll have at least 24 hours. After that, I can no longer hold off the Blue Beret UFO retrieval team. And they have been authorized to display terminal force.
What am I looking for?
Contact.
When did you last see Agent Mulder?
Yesterday.
Where?
In the bullpen hallway.
Did you speak with him?
No. Is he in some kind of trouble?
Agent Mulder failed to appear at his assignment this morning. His whereabouts are unknown.
Sir, I'll volunteer my time to assist in any search.
No, Agent Scully, the Bureau can handle.
She doesn't know where he is?
How can you be so sure?
Because if she knew, she wouldn't be so worried about him. I don't smoke.
She'll find him.
Yes.
No trace evidence immediately apparent around the exterior of the control room, which is locked with chains. Power's been turned off. Although the control panel lights are still on. The room's about 30 by 15. I see no signs of any recent occupation. There's quite an odor of mildew in the air. The air is stale. If anyone's been here recently, I see no indications.
May I ask what you're doing here, Agent Scully?
Are you following me?
Agent Mulder's residence is under surveillance. Please explain why you're here.
I was told by the assistant director that Mulder was gone.
So?
So, whenever he's away, I feed his fish.
What the hell is this?
Looks like a self-test the computer does. Just dump it in the tank.
That would be bad for the fish.
do you?
That's all right. Settle down. Settle down.
Tenemos que irnos de aquí.
Hablo inglés. Hey. Nombre. Nombre.
Jorge. Me llamo Jorge Concepción.
Jorge, why are you so afraid? What have you seen?
Luces en el cielo, rojo, azul, anaranjado. Pensé que la avioneta se había estrellado entre los árboles. Pero cuando llegué, vi hombre como animales, pero no hombre. Me agarraron, me pusieron aquí. Todavía están en el bosque.
Oye, no comprende. Did you say men? Hombres.
Looks like the WOW signal.
The WOW signal?
Ohio State has a radio telescope that conducts electronic searches for extraterrestrial intelligence. In August 1977, my buddy Jerry Amon found a transmission on the printout like this. He was so excited he wrote WOW in the margins.
What was there?
A signal. 30 times stronger than galactic background noise. It came through on the 21-centimeter frequency, which no satellite transmitters are allowed to use. The signal was intermittent, like Morse code. And more importantly, the signal seemed to turn itself on while in the telescope's beam. The WOW signal is the best evidence of extraterrestrial intelligence. But this is better. Where did you get this?
Maybe you can tell me. Is that from Ohio State?
Can't tell. There are a few nickel and dime SETI projects around. UC Berkeley has one. The Planetary Society has one at Harvard and in Argentina. NASA was working out of Goldstone in California and Arecibo in Puerto Rico.
Signal from 0630 Tuesday. A narrow band and exact matching of the antenna pattern indicates that it originated from beyond lunar distance. The same message is transmitted. No! Jorge, don't touch that red button. No ho on the rojo. Thanks. The same message is transmitted 4 hours later on a wide band, which puts its point of origin very close. Just miles away from
it. I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet. We step
out.
It's just a tape machine, Jorge.
Vámonos, inmediatamente, por favor.
Where are we gonna go? There's a storm outside. You can't be afraid, Jorge.
And all its inhabitants are but a small part.
Don't be afraid. Can't be afraid.
Oh.
Hello, this is Fox Mulder. Leave a message, please.
CA
We know where she's going. St. Croix. Caribbean Air Flight 519. Takes off at 5 after 7. Gates in the other terminal.
I'd like a ticket on the 6:30 flight to San Juan.
It's 10:30. Although not a qualified pathologist, I will record my observations of the body in case at some future time decomposition should obscure forensic evidence. The subject, perhaps victim, is Hispanic male, undetermined age. There are no overt external injuries apparent. There are no indications of any lightning strikes. No singeing of the hair or burns of any kind. There are no puncture wounds due to needles or probes commonly associated with cases of alien abduction. The subject was discovered in a sitting position, rigor mortis having set in less than half an hour had elapsed. The skin is strikingly affected by goose flesh. The body shows signs of intense cadaveric spasm. The expression reflects. My God, Scully, it's as if he's been frightened to death. Again, Scully, nothing but evidence. And again, no evidence at all. The printouts of received transmission indicate contact with another life form, and yet I cannot see them. And even if I could see them, would they really be there? How do I know this isn't some classified military satellite? These transmissions are from the Voyager, for God's sake. Could extraterrestrials really have intercepted them? Or is this just some elaborate joke played on those who want to believe? I was sent here by one of those people. Deep Throat said, trust no one. That's hard, Scully. Suspecting everyone, everything, wears you down. You even begin to doubt what you know is the truth. Before, I could only trust myself. Now I can only trust you. They've taken you away from me. My life up to this point has been about the need to see her again. To see them. But what would I do if they really came? Thank you.
note said, trust no one.
Trust no one.
Sure you were dead. Mulder, it's Scully. Dana Scully, do you know where you are?
They came, Scully. The ones that took her, they were here.
Here or here?
On the tapes. The tape. Evidence. Proof. The transmissions, it's all here.
Proof of what?
Contact. These printouts. It's here. And the man. We'll have to examine the body. There'll be more proof.
Is that him?
No, this isn't it. Retrieval team, they'll kill us. Help me with the body.
We don't have time.
Help me!
Mulder, we're never going to be able to get the body out of the country. Mulder, we have to go. Evidence is worthless if you're dead.
Your off-site setup. Another brick agent had to cover your ass. The entire surveillance, all the months of work on this case, gone. Just like you, gone. This has four-bagger all over, Mulder. Censure, transfer, suspension, probation.
I understand that leaving my assignment warrants disciplinary action, and I'm willing to accept those measures.
But?
But I had enough on that surveillance to arrest those suspects. After 3 days, I could have nailed them on 40 counts of bank fraud. But you left me there. I'm surprised you even noticed I was gone. Let alone wiretap my phone, an illegal procedure without a court order.
Your time is over. And you leave with nothing.
Get out. I said, get the hell out.
Report back to your assignment.
A minute ago, I was a four-bagger. Do you want me to make the arrests?
I think we need more to go on. Continue the surveillance.
Should be right here. The entire tape is blank.
You know, an electrical surge in the outlet during the storm may have degaussed everything, erasing the entire tape. You still have nothing.
I may not have the X-Files, Scully, but I still have my work. I still have you. I still have myself.
This.